Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And it's a wonderful day, isn't it? We got up. We're alive. It's an opportunity to live and to serve Jesus and to do good things for our fellow man. We don't have to be cynical. We don't have to be depressed. We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be anything negative. It all hinges around being obedient to what Jesus said. He said, finally, brethren, think on these things. Now the meditations of your heart, remember? O Lord, let the meditations of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. The only thing that's going to be acceptable in God's sight is for you to meditate along the lines of truth. Now, you can't get away from this. This was the greatest revelation to my spirit. Was John 8:32. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. All right, there's some powerful things contained in that. First off, there's freedom. Everything wants freedom. It's built into the heart of nature itself to be free. My granddaughter, they got a little red-bone coon dog, and it got into a rabbit's nest, and it killed all the rabbits except one. And they were able to save it, brought it in, got it to eat some milk, got it to grow, and got to be not grown, but it got to be maybe a third of the way grown. And all that rabbit wanted was out. It had been treated well. It had been loved. It had been taken care of. It was alive because of the love that had been poured into it. That rabbit didn't care about anything except getting free. As a kid, I had wild rabbits, wild squirrels that I'd caught, wild birds, and as nice as I was to them, all they wanted was to be free. It's built into the very core of nature, the desire for freedom. The Bible talks about people that will promise other people freedom, will promise them liberty. But the things that they're trying to get them to do or make them free to do, instead of creating freedom, only make slaves. For instance, in our country, there's a big push to legalize drugs. Evil is very tenacious. And there's so many things on our nation's platter. And one of the answers for doing away with the drug problem is legalize them all. Let everybody become drug addicts. Let them do what they want. Another big, big social issue that's facing the country and the world is human trafficking. I don't know how much aware you are of this, but prostitution and human trafficking and slavery is worldwide. And they're having all these councils in Washington, D.C. What do we do about it? How do we stop it? Little girls, young girls getting kidnapped, stolen, sold into slavery to debauched people. How do we put an end to this? And the left's solution for that is, let's legalize prostitution. In California, they made it legal for a young teenage girl to be a prostitute. That's the left and the world's answer to sin. Let it go. Let people do what they want to do. But it goes back. Jesus said, you'll know a tree by the fruit it produces. What does prostitution produce? What does legalizing drugs produce? What does these things that are ripping and tearing at our culture, what do they produce? They don't produce prosperity. They don't produce a society working and flowing together. They don't produce anything positive for the culture as a whole. It destroys the things that produce good, the things that produce the greatest nation on the face of the world, earth was biblical principles. And for some reason, our nation has decided we don't want them. Get rid of the Christians. Get rid of the Christian fundamentals that made us a great and prosperous place. And as a result, we're sinking into degradation. I tell you, as a pastor, it's not a pleasant thing to go to the funeral of somebody that's 25 years old and has died because of an overdose or has been shot because of gangs. That is not a pleasant thing because you're having to deal with people whose hearts are crushed and broken. And invariably, they ask, where was God? Why did this happen? Why did he allow this? If God's a good God, how could he let the world be in the shape that it is? Well, the people, they really don't want to hear the answers to that. Because when a young person has been cut off at 25 years old because of a drug overdose, the answer wasn't because God did it to them. The answer was they made a decision to do it. You know, I read a book several years ago called The American Covenant, The Untold Stories, written by Marshall Foster. And there was just a three-word phrase in there that just stuck in my heart and mind to this day. And it was that ideas determine consequences. I want you to think about that. Ideas determine consequences. Jesus said it this way, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. See, what you have meditated upon, what you have chosen to believe to be true, whether it is or not, you made it your truth, will determine your actions. And your actions will determine your future. If a person never smoked the first cigarette, they would never die of lung cancer and heart disease. If a person never took the first drug, never smoked the first marijuana cigarette, they would never become an addict. If a person never took the first drink, they would never have an alcohol problem. You say, well, that's too simple. Is it? Is it? It's a matter of discipline, is it not? To do the things that are right. And then when we would destroy ourselves by disobeying the truths found in God's word, we bring all that stuff on us. And so we need to line our lives and our thinking up with the ultimate truth that's found only in God's word. You know, it's a wonderful thing that you have that promise that no matter how many silly mistakes we make, how many wrong turns we take, the Lord is always there helping us to recalculate. He said, I'm never going to let go of your hand. But, you know, our decisions bring on consequences. Ideas determine consequences. And this has to be driven home to people, that things don't just happen by chance. It's not your lucky stars. It's not the great roulette wheel in the sky. It's not a God that allows us to bad things to happen to us because he's trying to teach us something. It's not the way it is. God is love. Love requires freedom to choose. You can't beat love into somebody. Love requires the freedom to choose. Jesus said, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If you choose in accordance with truth, freedom will be the result. If you choose in accordance with error to the truth, slavery, captivity, and bondage will be the result. Now, you got people that say, well, we should be free. I want to be free. I want to be free to snort cocaine. I want to be free to get drunk. I want to be free to commit sexual sin. I want to be free. I don't want you people out there, you Bible thumpers, telling me what I can and can't do. It's okay. God gives us that freedom. But you need to understand that when your life begins to come apart at the seams, it's because you made bad choices that violate God's eternal truth. And the way to get free of those choices is to come back under God's eternal truth. Because if you know Jesus, then and then only do you know freedom.